6 Easy Ways to Dye Your Hair at Home. Dyeing your hair at home can be really fun and exciting, but it isn't always easy. There are many different products, colors, and techniques that you have to keep in mind when doing this yourself. It is also essential to know the risks associated with dyeing your hair at home. This blog post will discuss easy ways to dye your hair at home without getting overwhelmed. Why dye your hair home? If you are new to dyeing your hair, figuring out what colors work best for each person's skin tone and type of hair can be tricky. Some people may want to dye their hair at home because they are trying to save money or don't have a nearby salon. Others may find the process of going to a salon too time-consuming and expensive. It is also risky if you use nasty chemicals that could damage your scalp. How to dye your hair at home, a step-by-step guide for beginners. The first step in this process of dyeing at home would be washing your hair with shampoo. You mustn't be using any conditioner or styling products before dyeing to not interfere with the color. Next, put on an old towel over the top of your head and use clips to keep it tight against the scalp. Take off the towel and make sure there are no loose hairs around where you want to do the coloring. Grab some petroleum jelly, or Vaseline, from under your sink. We recommend rubbing a small amount into your part line for extra protection during application if needed, then mix up about 2 tablespoons of the hair dye powder with 2 cups of hot water. The consistency should be like a light mud, but not too thick or thin. Mixing up the dye. Add around 1/2 inch to 1 inch, about 0.05, 0.25 centimeters, of this mixture onto your scalp and use a brush to spread it out evenly on all parts you want dyed. An excellent way to make sure that there are no uneven spots is by using some Vaseline as well. This can also help protect sensitive skin in those areas from contact with chemicals during the dyeing process. Let the color stay on for about 30 minutes before rinsing off thoroughly. Repeat these steps until you get the desired result. After rewashing your hair and ensuring that there are no remaining chemicals, use a hairdryer to get rid of any dampness. Tips and tricks. While dyeing your hair at home can be fun, it's essential to keep in mind the risks associated with doing this type of process. For example, some people have reported their skin breaking out after using certain dyes because they contain harsh chemicals. It is also easy for those who don't know what they're doing to make mistakes like making parts too light or dark due to improper dyeing techniques. Our best piece of advice would be not skipping over steps, especially when mixing up the mixture used for coloring. You should always follow instructions very carefully during each action you take so as not to mess up or get hurt. If you're new to dyeing your hair and feeling overwhelmed, the best piece of advice we can give is not to be afraid. The important thing is just starting with what feels natural for you, whether it's liquid dyes, semi-permanent colors, or temporary color sprays. Eventually, as long as you keep practicing and learning more about how each type of product works on various hair types, thick versus thin, things will start clicking into place. It may feel like an extensive process at first, but it will become second nature in no time, and you'll see that there are many different ways for beginners to dye their hair without getting too confused by all the options available out there. Bleach your hair with a mixture of hydrogen peroxide and water. Apply the dye to your hair in sections, starting at the back of your head. Rinse out the bleach after 30 minutes or when you no longer see any white residue on your scalp. Use petroleum jelly around your ears to avoid staining that area. Wear gloves to prevent staining hands. Mix ammonia with shampoo for a dark brown color. Ammonia can be found in household cleaners. Benefits of dyeing your hair at home. You use ingredients you already have in your kitchen. You don't need to go out and purchase hair dyes, especially if you're practicing. It's effortless for beginners to dye their hair without getting too confused by all the options available out there. Drawbacks. Some people report experiencing skin breakouts after using certain types of dyes because they contain harsh chemicals. It is also easy for those who don't know what they're doing to make mistakes like making parts too light or dark due to improper techniques during application. Tips: before dyeing your hair at home, make sure that no remaining chemicals are on it from other products used prior, like hairspray. You should always follow instructions carefully during each step you take not to mess up or get hurt. Hair colors can improve your mood and make you feel more confident. You may have to work less complicated for your hair to look good. Keep in mind that your hair is your crowning glory. So we hope you've learned something from us today.